you're watching this in the far reaches of space. My name is Nick Scarpino, and this is the Kinda Funny Morning Show, starring me, Nick Scarpino, and her, Joey Noelle.
Okay,
how are you feeling today? It's Friday.
It is Friday. I feel really good about Friday. This week has seemed extraordinarily long.
Ooh, yeah.
Like on Tuesday, I was like, how is it only Tuesday?
Oh man, it's brutal.
And then we finally got to Friday.
This is gonna be one of those years where it just, we gotta put the effort in. We gotta put the work in. And
every year?
Yeah, it really is. But every year I start the new year thinking, this one's gonna be easier, right? This one's gonna be the one where we just coast. And I am, we are 3 weeks into January, almost the end of what? Yeah, this is the third week of January, right? We got, actually no,
I think it's
next week's split. Half of next week's February. This is technically the fourth week of February. It feels like I already need a 3 week vacation.
I agree.
The problem also is that the other vacation is still fresh in my brain, and it was so lovely just being able to sleep
so
in.
You can still reminisce
and just do whatever the hell I wanted to do for 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. That was pretty amazing. Everyone out there, thank you so much for joining us here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. If you're new to this, we do this show each and every day here, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, West Coast, Best Coast. If you can't watch during that time because you A, don't want to, or B, don't live in this part of the world and this is your nighttime, well, no problem. We got you guys covered over on the YouTubes. We post this to youtube.com/kindoffunny. We also put it on podcast services. Tweet at me if you actually listen to this on podcasts. That's what I'm interested to see, how this experience, especially the horse wrestling laughter of yesterday, how that actually translated to podcast services everywhere, because I can't imagine that was something. That must have been something for people to listen to.
I haven't
laughed that hard in a while.
And when, like, I watched that video probably 10 times yesterday, and I laughed every single time. It's not even that
here's what I want people to do.
The misconception was funny. It's just that your guys' reaction to it. It just hit you at the right place.
It's one of those where I realized yesterday, I'm like, I gotta get more sleep. I am daffy right now. I am so crazy, I am daffy right now. I will say this, horse wrestling. If anyone out there wants to make the official horse wrestling logo, I would love to judge that contest next week. So tweet them at me with hashtag horse wrestling. Let's put it that way. Joey, tweet them at Joey as well so Joey can help follow.
Please.
We'll pick the official horse wrestling logo next week. So you guys have all weekend to work on it. Let's put it on the calendar for Monday. About that? I'm gonna put it on the calendar now on the schedule for Monday. Horse wrestling. Pick horse wrestling logo. Now, I want to say this. It could be like the Division I All-State wrestling logo. It could be like the Gracie Jiu-Jitsu logo. It could be whatever you guys want it to do. There have been some outlandish Jiu-Jitsu logos where people are like punching each other while someone else is breaking their arm.
Yeah.
Whatever you guys want to do with it, go for it. Did you see that the tweet I retweeted where it was horse wrestling? It started off with a mama and a little baby horse and they're wrestling and then they just kind of cuddled together.
Oh, that's so cute.
Wait, just to be clear for everyone, is that the wrestling? It's two horses wrestling?
Or is it
a man
versus
horse?
Or is it dealer's choice?
In my brain, it was man versus horse.
Uh-huh.
The great debate finally solved, you know? We finally have an answer to who would win in a fight, a horse versus a man.
It would be the horse.
Probably the horse. I'm guessing the horse. Unless you're a really good wrestler.
Unless you're The Rock, though.
The problem with the horse, with takedowns of the horse, is that you practice single and double leg takedowns. No one has mastered the quadruple leg takedown yet of the horse.
It has a leg advantage.
It does have a leg advantage. It has a height advantage, and it certainly has
a weight advantage.
And a horsepower advantage.
What would be the human, does the human have any advantage over the horse? Besides cunning
Not that
wit?
I can think of.
I mean, the cunning wit, I feel like, you know, it's gotten us this far.
Cunning wit?
Yeah.
Or cutting weight?
Cunning wit.
Because I think it might be hard for the horse to cut weight, but I don't, and on that, to get down to like 190 for a human. God, we're idiots here. Of course, today's episode of the Kinda Funny Morning Show is brought to you by MeUndies. We'll get to that read later. It's also brought to you by kindoffunny.com/store, where you can get a hoodie or a bunch of t-shirts. Or a guy that looks exactly like Alfredo Diaz, who is not Alfredo Diaz. And every time I see him, I want to say, hey, that's Alfredo Diaz, but it's not, it's Trevor. And they're both insanely good looking on their own right.
This is true. For everybody that's been asking, we are looking to see if we can get the UK store updated. So we are working on that.
And are we sold
out
again?
We're freaking sold out again?
I will email RT about that. That's crazy.
Sorry, everyone. That's great, though. I mean, for us. But not for you.
Well, anyone that wants more, small still's got it.
We'll get more stock up there.
Well, I'll tell you one thing right now. This hoodie's great. I love it.
I think this is the first day.
If you guys have pre-ordered one, you're going to be great. If you can't, I'm sorry. We'll get them up. We'll get more up.
Yeah, for sure.
I hate how much I love it.
I like it because sometimes I get cold. I'm an old ass man, and my circulation isn't what it used to be. Yep. And then I don't want to put the heater on because you guys all are in here. You're getting hot. You know, it gets hot in the studio.
Yeah.
I can throw just a little light hoodie on. Now, before I used to put the American Apparel hoodies on. They're really, really thick.
Yeah.
I like having that option as well. The light hoodie is cool. You put it underneath, so you put a coat over it, you feel like
it's good. Perfect.
Right. Also, they're a little longer, so they're slimming. They're very slimming. Next up on the housekeeping documents, the vlog that we did for behind the scenes when I was doing Cobb's comedy, or my first show at Cobb's, is live if you guys want to go check that out. Thank you to everyone who's leaving nice comments on that.
He dropped the best intro to the vlog ever.
He totally dropped his iPhone. No case, you know. Didn't matter. And we hear you guys. We love doing these vlogs. They're super fun. Any opportunity we have to do them, it's cool. We're obviously experimenting with different styles. This one's pretty much just shot predominantly by Greg. In past, we've had some other people come in. Kevin shot a bunch of the stuff that we've done before. They're super fun for us as well. They're just higher level. They're just a little bit more on the production side. Like, you have to have someone dedicated basically to shooting all day long. And some people here, we're not pointing fingers, like to drink a lot of alcohol. And by some people, I mean pretty much everyone here likes to drink a lot of alcohol. Yes. So it's hard to hold a camera while you're also drinking IPAs.
You run out of hands.
You do run out of hands. And you know what? You know, even though our lives are the work, sometimes you want to take a break.
Yeah.
So we're trying to have a good work-life balance here. But a couple people were noting when they watched this, they were like, I've never seen Nick that nervous. I have never been that nervous before. That was probably the most nervous I've ever been to perform in my entire life. So much so that the host came over to me and was like, are you okay? And I'm like, I'm fine. And I did the Kevin Coelho, like, going to just stretch it out a little bit.
Yeah.
You ever seen Kevin do that where he's like, he goes, and his whole back cracks and he's like, and then he does like a one-handed pull-up while smoking a cigarette. I did that and my whole back spasmed up. And
went,
and he saw in my eyes, he's like, you okay? I'm like, I'm going to be okay. I just got to be a second.
I have a question.
Stress is a motherfucker.
That's about all of that.
Yeah.
So when you left the office that day, you were going to like a, you were going to.
I did another open mic.
Yeah, you were going to get it all out there. Mm-hmm. And you took Jeff with you, which I thought was surprising. Did taking him with you help keep your mind off of what was going on? Was it like a distraction?
I don't, you know, not a distraction. It was nice to be able to just converse with someone and keep. You know, because when you're talking to someone and you're keeping in that kind of flow state.
Yeah.
It was nice to be in that.
Got it.
But all those nerves just came back the second I was by myself in the green room.
Yeah.
And everyone, all the new comics were nervously talking to each other, and all the old veteran comics were like, "Shut the fuck up!
Yeah.
I'm tired, and I just want to have a cocktail and go out on stage and then go to my next gig, which I'm probably doing another one tonight." So it was fun though. Hopefully more soon. I'm trying to get booked on more stuff. I've been reaching out to a lot of people at Cobb's and other things, so hopefully we'll have a few more shows for people to come out to.
Yeah.
It'll be fun. Also, we put up a behind-the-scenes breakdown, frame-by-frame breakdown of that Disney Emoji Blitz commercial that we made. I know you guys have seen a lot of the Disney Emoji Blitz stuff. This one's really fun, though, because I wanted to go into, during the day when we had booked this commercial with a client, I was like, one of the things I want to do is I want to be able to show people, like talk to people of what really went into these things. Because all you guys get to see is the final 30-second spot, but you don't know what camera we shot with. It's cool to see behind the scenes as far as like how the DP was working, how they lit some of this stuff, and how they actually chose to do picture-in-picture overlays so that you guys could see, like, basically like effects versus what they shot IRL, or what they shot, not, practically, excuse me, is the term they use for that. So if you guys are interested in that, if you're production nerds out there and you're thinking about getting into commercial level like production, whether you want to shoot it or write it or direct it, this is a really cool video for you guys to go watch and see kind of what goes into that. Because let me tell you, for a 30-second commercial, it's a whole lot of work. And that's coming from me. I'm a workaholic. And these people worked longer than I did.
Well, and even, hearing Tim talk about like how long he was on set for how long it ended up being, and like, even you being on set and spoilers.
Well, they just like to keep me around because I make the client feel pretty. You know, I just go in there and I go, "Hi, what's up?" And I'm pretty sure they would have just paid me to be just sit behind the monitor and be like, "Yes, no, I agree. That looks good."
Excellent decision.
Does anyone want more coffee?
One of my favorite things about this video is when you guys actually talk about this part.
And yeah,
this is a lot of this was done practically.
Yeah, it's all done practically.
Amazing.
With the exception of obviously the graphics that are on screen right now, but all the stuff on the walls. It's just really cool to see how the director and the production team's techniques went into that. For me, it's always awesome to see pro crews doing pro level stuff. Like, this is a pro level commercial. Not to toot our own horn, but we are superstars now. You will address me as Prince or His Majesty. Or my lord.
You can say my lord. Okay. Lord Nicholas?
My lord.
My lord Nicholas.
My lord.
It's a personal thing.
They say it, my lord.
But they
go, my lord.
Yeah, nailing it.
My lord. Like when Tom Hawkins is over in Britannia, over there, and he's like, it's tea time to work on my game, my lord.
Tom Hawkins, if you could send us a video of you doing exactly that, I'd like just
to Hawkins, just let us know you're still alive and that you still love us. Because, you know, whatever, dude. It's not like it's fucking a thing. Top news story going into this. I saw this on Instagram yesterday, and I talked to Tim a little bit about this morning, but I fucking cringed when I saw this.
I immediately texted Tim.
Tim Getty's got a parking citation for $875. I'm mad for him.
That is an absurd amount of money.
Ridiculous. Tim!
This must be a typo, right?
No.
Really?
Wait till you hear the story. He said, quote, oh, hell no. I'll see you in court. But seriously, though, really? Question mark?
Cool, can you get Tim?
Go grab Tim, if you don't mind, Cool Greg. Thank you. This does not surprise me.
$875. Doesn't surprise me?
Like, that's like a fine for like killing someone. I think like when you go to jail for like 10 years, but they also fine you $875.
I got towed at Eric Hart's birthday party.
Did you really?
Yeah. And that was a $100 ticket plus $700 to get it out of the tow.
That shit's highway. That's just a sham.
But like the ticket said $100 on it.
But
I can't believe this.
It's the
whole shit. Everyone knows that shit's a racket.
Yeah.
All this stuff's a racket. Like, there's no possible way $875. That's almost $1,000 for a parking citation. It literally says parking citation on it. I've had speed. I was like 20 miles over the speed limit going like 100 miles an hour. The cop's like, here's your ticket. It's like $150. At that point, like, that means I could literally put people's lives in jeopardy almost 10 more times for the amount of money that this cost. Is Tim coming or is he pooping?
He's pooping, but I'm all about this episode. Yeah,
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Cool Greg. You're killing it too. I like when you wear beanies like that because it reminds me of Escape from Alcatraz. The movie with, it was a Clint Eastwood special where they had to figure out how to get out of Alcatraz and they swam across the bay and no one ever saw him again. Case. What's that?
They reopened that case.
Did they really?
Yeah, they got a letter. The Richmond District, the FBI finally put out. I was reading that like 2 nights ago.
Well, they never found the guys, right?
No, but some guys claimed to be the guy. He claimed to turn himself in.
First off, if that guy really is that guy, we should just be like this. You won. Dude, if you can fucking live.
You can pass.
If you did all that and you got out and you've lived this long, I say he gets a pass. Now, I don't know what he did. Maybe he's a violent offender and I'll eat my words if he is. But if he's like a car thief or like he was just a graffiti artist and they put him in Alcatraz, that guy gets a pass in my book. Was he a bank robber? Oh, fuck, give him a pass. Money's not even worth that much anymore. Now, Tim.
Well, and he got caught, so they probably recovered most of it and some of it.
I'm assuming so.
He did some of it.
Let's put it this way. I'm all for either doing the time or doing the obstacle course. You know what I mean? Like, I'm all for the Running Man. If you want to do the time, cool. If not, if you want to go to the gauntlet of fucking psychopathic killers or you want to swim across a shark-infested bay, you know what I mean?
Is this me?
No. I'm just. Well, no, Tim, I know you just paid a fine. There's
I'm
no
not
way
paying
to.
The fine,
I'm
man. Just saying. I'm not doing an obstacle course.
Cool Greg was saying that the guy that the escape from Alcatraz people were based off of, they may have caught him. They may have found him.
No, because
he turned himself in.
Yeah.
And so I was saying, I think we should give him a pass because he swam across the bay in shark infested. Well, I don't know if it's shark infested. I just like saying it.
Waters.
I like saying shark infested waters. There are sharks.
I feel like
in
we've definitely seen.
We've seen a few.
Yeah, there's a couple crocodiles too.
There's fucking those just giant
fucking heel legs to raise. Alligator.
It's fucked.
Different eyes.
You see one of them later, and then the other one you see them after a while. That's all I know. Mm-hmm.
What does that even mean?
See you later, alligator. After a while, crocodile.
Oh, got it.
Joey,
like,
I need you to drink 5 more cups of coffee so you can be on our level.
Now, wake up. Let's get going here.
Why don't you give me the story of this? Because I saw this, and you know, here's the problem with this. This reinforced all of my paranoia. Mm. I was starting to let go. I was starting to let my when I parked my car, I was like, am I 6 inches from the curb? Doesn't matter because they're not gonna get me. Now I see this. I am fucking 1 inch from the curb. I parked my car 3 times this morning.
Yeah,
3 times. Tell me the story of what happened here.
So here's the story, Nick. Let me run you through it.
Get closer, Nick.
This is all very, very, very upsetting.
I'm upset for you.
1,000%.
Okay. So here's the deal. Last night, I hit up Gia, and I was like, hey, let's go grab dinner. I'm going to pick you up. You can get off at the West Portal train station, and I'll pick you up, and we'll go get food. So I head over there, and the timing was perfect. As I'm pulling up, the train is coming towards me. And I'm like, oh, great, she'll get off. But the problem is, mm-hmm. West Portal, there's never any parking around there. It's always a clusterfuck. The bigger problem is the streets. There's two lanes, but one of the lanes is for other trains. Mm-hmm. So if there's a train there, there's only one lane for cars to go through. There was a train there. So instead of being like, I'm going to double park and block traffic like an asshole. Mm-hmm. I'm going to pull in over here with at the corner. Now, mind you, the corner, red curb.
Yeah.
I know I'm not supposed to park there. I understand that. I'm not an idiot. You know what I mean? But if it was a handicap spot, I would have not even done that.
Yeah, you don't park in handicap spots.
I'm going to go around the corner. Like, there's certain rules. I'm like, I get it. If it was a fire hydrant, I would have considered it. But I probably wouldn't have done it. I probably would have just went around the corner anyways. This was the simple-ass red curb, okay?
Yeah.
In front of it, there's a bunch of white lines, which I now know are called crosshatch lines.
Okay. I don't know what this
supposedly, it's next to a handicap spot. There was a car parked in the handicap spot, but that just had a sign. But the sign was so far that it looked like it was a spot two down.
Got it.
Either way, I had no understanding. There's no blue in front of this. It was a red thing with white lines. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I'm just going to park here for a second. I pull in, still in the car. Car's still
did it look
on.
Like? Did it look like this?
Yes.
Okay.
If you want to pull that up.
Yeah, I'll pull it up real quick.
I got it.
You got it?
No, it didn't look like that.
I'll put it in the thing.
Did it look like this?
No.
The thing Nick had is the closest approximation.
Got it. I'll wait
there you
for
go.
This. So, I'm sitting there parked, and I'm there
it's
approximately 30 seconds max. Mm-hmm. Because, Gia, I see her get off the train as I'm pulling it.
Mm-hmm.
She's crossing the street, very small street.
Yeah.
And as she's walking to the car, mm-hmm. some dude comes in front of me with a phone and takes a picture of me from outside.
Mm-hmm.
I was so confused.
Here's what you should do. You should send that guy an invoice now because you're a celebrity for $900 for the picture that he took of you.
Asshole. Yeah.
And be like, you owe me money or I'll sue your
But
ass.
I was so confused at what was happening because it was like, I thought if I was in trouble, he would talk to me or whatever. And he didn't look like a cop. He didn't look like anything. He ended up being like a meter maid dude. And so he came over, I was really confused, and I rolled the window down. As I'm rolling the window down, he walks behind my car and blocks me in, so I can't even get out. He caused me to be in the spot longer than I would have been in the spot.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, I was like, hey, what's up? He's like, hey, man, you do not want to be parked here. And I was like,
you're like, okay cool. Can I move?
At this point, Gia's already in the car.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, it was a pull-in, I'm in the car, ready to pull out. And then he was just like, oh, man, no, this isn't a good place to be. And I was just like, okay. Like, sorry, man, my bad. And he was like, no, dude, look, it's a handicap spot. I was like, what? I was shocked because there's no way.
Yeah.
And I'm like looking around. I'm like, what? And then he points at a sign three fucking cars down. I'm exaggerating. Honestly, it was like 1.5 cars down.
Yeah.
But I'm like, there's no way I would have thought that was a handicap spot.
Mm-hmm.
And then, he hands me the ticket. And he was like, yeah, that'll teach you a lesson. And I'm like, man, you're getting off on this. And I had to bite my tongue so fucking hard.
Oh, yeah, it's good it wasn't me.
Yeah,
I'd be like.
Well, my thing was like,
I'm like, here's another lesson for you, sir, and then I'd be in jail.
Or whatever.
I'd be in jail. That'd be the last words before the rage hit.
It's ridiculous, man. It was absolutely ridiculous. So it's like I understand that I did something wrong.
100%. You parked in the wrong spot.
I parked in the wrong spot.
But here's the deal with San Francisco that a lot of you in the chat right now probably don't realize because you don't live here. There is no fucking parking in San Francisco. So if you're picking someone up, your choices are, and this happens all the time with fucking Ubers, either park someplace that you're not supposed to park or double park, which is even worse because then cars have to go around you. So literally, if you're picking someone up, it's impossible not to do park someplace illegally, which for the most part, cops get. For the most part, like, I see people double parked all the time on Chestnut. Cops aren't fucking with them because it's, you know, it's like, this is a major place where people come and go, right? Especially where you got the ticket, which is a major train station.
Yeah.
That's like a major impact, like a cross section of where all the trains come to pick people up and drop people off. So it's a little bit ridiculous, like, granted, the guy was in his rights to give you a ticket, you were doing something wrong, but at the same time, if you're in the fucking car, knock on the window and be like, you gotta move, man.
Was the car on?
My car was on! Like, dude, I pulled in and this guy came up to me. Like, to call it parking.
Do you have better pictures of the street?
What's up?
Do you have a better picture of the street?
I'm gonna go get them when I go to the court to show, like, yeah, I got a story here. Because my thing is, like, I understand, especially now looking at it, like, lesson to everyone out there, white lines, they're handicapped. Do not park there at all, ever. Even if it's a red on the curb. Because to me, I'm like, oh, it's a fucking loading zone.
Yeah.
Fuck that. Like, I didn't care. I knew it was wrong, but I'm like, this is fine.
Yeah, I learned my lesson.
I wouldn't block the fire hydrant. I wouldn't block the handicap stuff if I knew. Now that I know, I won't ever do that again.
Interesting that it wasn't blue.
It wasn't blue. It wasn't fucking blue. I would never park in the blue.
Yeah, red just means no parking.
Yeah.
It's a fire lane.
Yeah, it's weird. And that's the other thing, too. It's like, you can't just start fucking putting random patterns on shit and not telling the general populace. I know that ignorance is no defense, argument, right? Yeah. Ignorance of the law is no defense. But at the same time, you can't just go be painting curbs willy-nilly and giving people $900 tickets.
Yeah.
That's a little ridiculous, especially in San Francisco. I get it if you're in Orange County and there's 500 parking. I'm fucking Orange County. There's 500 parking spots at the goddamn Bed Bath & Beyond and someone parks in the one handicap spot. Yeah, give that motherfucker a ticket because they just were lazy and didn't want to walk.
Totally.
But this shit's one of those things where it's like, and I see this all the time. You guys don't understand. We work in kind of a neighborhood. Mm-hmm. There is street sweeping every like second and fourth week.
That's
right?
The only reason I knew it was the fourth week.
These motherfuckers come out in swarms and they are looking to put tickets on cars. It's not about making sure the street stays clean.
No.
That is secondary. It's about making that fucking cheddar for the local government.
So last week I left my car here on Wednesday night on Thursday I came to move it and I moved it at 10:03 and I had a ticket. Because I had to move it by 10.
Yeah. I learned a long time. You get conditioned a long time ago.
Yeah.
When I was parking in Nob Hill the whole time. Like, I used to live in Nob Hill, which is the worst parking on the planet. Andy can attest because I think his girl lives somewhere near there. Parking in that area was so bad, but you'd park and you'd have to at least once a week be like, I got to park in a spot that's street sweeping at like 6 a.m.
I do this all the time.
So you'd have to get up and move your car. And inevitably, you look at the clock and you have that moment where you're like, it is 5:50. Do I really want to run out of my house right now?
And then try and find parking.
And try to find my fucking parking for an hour, or do I just suck it up and get the $75 ticket?
And that's the thing with all of this, is normal parking tickets, normal tickets in San Francisco, I'd say they range between $65 and $85.
Yeah.
And had he given me that, I would have been pissed, but I would have been like, I fucked up, I get it.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
that's fine.
I made a mistake, I did
I won't do it again. That's enough to, lesson learned, I won't do it again.
I will never fucking park in one of these things, and I understand now that it's some handicap shit that I didn't know about. $875.
The thing is,
last night, me and Gio end up going to dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked and I saw a handicap spot. Mm-hmm. And I fucking parked on the opposite side of the goddamn parking lot, right?
Yeah.
But I looked at the thing and it was like, fine, $250.
Yeah, minimum fine.
And
the thing
like,
is, I bet.
How did you get from $250 to $875 when it's not even fucking blue?
All you have to do is, first off, you're gonna have to pay something probably. Second off, if you go to court and you talk to the judge, I'm sure he will lower that fine to something a little bit more reasonable. Because $900 for parking in San Francisco sounds. I mean, speeding tickets are less than that.
That's what I'm saying.
Reckless driving tickets are less than that.
I killed a guy and been charged less than this. One of my favorite things to come from this, though, was
checks out, Kevin. I said it earlier, so it's fine.
One of my favorite things was me putting the tweet out and Instagram out and reading the comments. Because, there's a lot of people like, you're a fucking asshole, Tim, and you deserve it if you park in handicap. Obviously, I didn't fucking park in handicap on purpose. But so many people are like, did you park literally inside City Hall? Did you park on a kid? Did you? And then people's just examples of where I must have parked. And then Andre Seegers is just like that costs more than any car I've ever owned.
It's an egregious amount.
It's crazy.
And I'm sure if you just go and talk to a judge and be like, look, I'm sorry, I did not know that I was doing this in San Francisco. I will never do it again. I'm sure he'll drop it down like $200.
I'm gonna come in there with a fucking full PowerPoint presentation.
You got to pull an Escarpita though. You got to get a high-powered lawyer. You gotta get a team of lawyers.
Not
you gotta get the dream
bring
team.
Kevin with you.
You gotta get the team that covered. Call up Johnny Cochran and see what he's doing right now. He'll come up here. He'll do it for you.
I'm bringing Gia with me as a witness. She saw. I mean, she was part of the whole thing.
Yeah.
The 20-second situation that happened.
Tim, if you bring me as a lawyer, now, granted, I know mostly bird law, but I will bring in 7 other witnesses.
I will gladly perjure myself in open court. No, I won't. I can't break rules.
I can't do that.
No. I just got nervous
don't
even saying that. I was like, maybe the judge is going
to
see me on this.
Says,
I can't do it,
just make
judge.
Sure your car was stopped, not parked, when you say that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. My car was not parked. My car
was stopped.
Technically was in park. No. No, it must have been. Yeah.
The car was on, though, and I think that
the car was on. The car, oh my god.
And you were still in it.
Park. I'm just looking at myself.
Yes, I was still fucking in it.
Moral of the story, guys.
Andy Cortez, where'd you come from?
Andy!
What'd you miss?
Greg, get what up there. Get
thank
up
you.
There.
I miss when
we
you say
to,
that.
We moved to Austin, Texas, where everything's cheaper, and there's parking available, and there's no, what's that big tax that Texas doesn't have? Property
income.
Tax?
State income tax.
State income tax, yeah. There's no state income tax. And yes, it's really hot, but everything costs cheaper, and we'd all have a lot more money to do stuff with. So,
I'm pretty sure in Texas, they're like, the cops look at you and they're like, are you breaking the law? And you're like, I don't know. And they're like, I don't know either. Let's go party. Hoo, come on.
Yeah.
Hoo, come on.
If you get a fucking ticket in Austin, you just go, hey, bro, hook him. And they're like, yeah, hook him, bro.
You should go like this.
Vince Young, bro.
You go like this, McConaughey. McConaughey, and they go,
All right.
They rip a ticket up, you guys smoke it together, yeah. You just go get some prostitutes, right? Is that how it works?
You smoke the ticket.
Anyway, thank you all for, you know, supporting me during this trying time. We're gonna fucking get him. We're taking him to court.
Ticket watch 2K18.
Here's what we should do, really, realistically speaking. And this is, here's how the fucking sausage is made, people. So if you're watching this show live, we're gonna cut this part out of YouTube. Kev, make a note, cut this part out of YouTube, because I don't want everyone to know how the sausage is made.
I can't tell you.
Let's get a sponsorship for this, do a vlog behind it, and make money off this motherfucker.
Dude.
Make money.
You know I thought about it.
Make
you
money.
You know that I fucking thought
about it. Who could sponsor this? Like,
Ooh,
I don't
you
know.
You could probably get, like, some bail bonds place to do it.
We probably could. Mm-hmm. Let's put our heads together on that one.
See, I want to turn this into a positive thing. I want to turn this into a handicap crosshatch awareness play.
I think it's a smart idea.
Where, honestly, shit, we have the city sponsor it?
Get the city to sponsor it. Fucking go forward. And we'd be good. We're going to save millions of people, or at least, I don't know, 1,000 people, some money one day. Don't ever cross some fucking white lines. White lines, yeah. Bad lines.
Oh, some people. White lines, bad lines, yeah.
White lines, bad lines.
White lines, bad lines, unless you're at a party, in which case, it's up to you if you want to engage in some of those white. I'm just saying.
Nick.
You're an adult. Out there, person watching this, janky AF, you're an adult. You want to do some white lines as well? I will say this, there's probably a couple of lawyers that would do it for free if we shouted them out. Tell you that.
But I mean,
tell you that right now.
What is your obsession with lawyers?
I love the law.
You love the law.
I love the law. I am the law.
Just like cool thing is that has any actual pertinent information that could help me. I realize I fucked up, but I was stopped.
Let's
not parked.
Get him though. Let's get him. You know what I mean?
Stop, not parked. Hashtag stop, not parked. That's going to be the hashtag right there.
Ticket watch 2K18.
Ticket watch 2000. Thank you, Tim. Round of applause. Hopefully you don't have to pay that $800. If you do, I'll take you out to dinner. Let's pull up the next news story. This is a little bit more up our alley for entertainment. Stephen King's sequel to The Shining is coming to the big screen with a promising director. Just a month after horror filmmaker Mike Flanagan spoke about wanting to adapt Stephen King's sequel to The Shining, which I had no idea there was a sequel to The Shining.
I didn't either.
He's been hired to do just that, according to Deadline. Dr. Sleep has been put on the fast track at Warner Brothers with Flanagan at the helm. Flanagan, of course, is the person who directed Gerald's Game.
Oh!
Brought Gerald's Game to Netflix, which a lot of people, I guess, said was going to be an unfilmable film. Turns out you can film anything, as long as you have Captain Pike in it, and he's still jacked.
Dude.
Because he was jacked in that.
Really? And he had like the little gray hair going on.
Little salt and pepper hair.
Yeah.
He's like, let's, you know, the whole time he's getting eaten by a
bed.
It's hot.
Yeah.
It's
hot. You know, the sequel is like fairly new. I want to say it's in the last 5 years that it came out.
What is it? Didn't they all die at the end of the fucking Shining?
No. The kid and the mom survive. Spoilers.
So what's going to happen there? They got to fucking.
The kid grows up and he like develops his powers.
Oh, cool.
And I think he's a detective of some sort.
He's a psychic detective?
Yep.
Is any of this right?
Is he the guy from Psych? Is he?
No, he's not.
James Rodea from Psych, which, by the way, I'm now watching.
He's actually
again.
A holistic detective.
Ooh, topical reference. Well, that's fun. I don't remember The Shining very well because every time I start watching it, it's always great to watch. It's kind of fucking boring.
It's
fucking long.
It's
not
long.
It's amazing.
It's long as fuck.
I remember the first time I
ever
watched it.
It's well done. It's beautifully made, but it's one of those, like, I have no attention span for The Shining anymore.
I was in, like, junior high, and I was at a friend's house, and her parents weren't home, and we were like, what is this thing? We were scarred for life, and we were, like, scared, hiding in her room until everyone came home, like,
That's the thing. It's we were thinking about watching Get Out the other night.
Do you know that it's coming back into theaters?
That's awesome.
Oh. I think I'm going to go on Sunday.
We were thinking about watching it, but one of the questions that came up was, is it scary? And I'm like, it's not jump scary, but there's
it's
just
unsettling.
Stuff that's in it that's terrifying to think about.
Yeah.
If you were put in those positions, you'd be like, that's fucking freaky.
Yeah, it's more unsettling.
And
I feel like
that's
unsettling
to me, The Shining.
Is scary, though.
Well, like, no, it's still, it's not like, ha, you know, like,
yeah,
it's not jump scary.
Not jump scares, but, like, there's different types of scares, you know?
Like, and I feel like most people don't like the jump scares.
The Shining to
like
me.
Or, like, the gore scare, which I don't really
jump
feel
scares
like
are, like, cheap.
Yeah.
You can, you know, you just have something pop out that's easy to do, but, like,
have you seen that YouTube video with all the jump scares without the sound effects?
No.
Oh, man, I should have put that in the document. Someone did a compilation of, like, jump scares in like, the last, like, I don't know, maybe, like, classic horror movies, but also some of the movies that are coming out, like Conjuring, and they're fucking hilarious without that wank, you know, that slam sound effect.
Worst.
It's just, all it is two people talking, and then, like, a head pops in. It's hilarious. But yeah, The Shining is one of those movies where it's obviously, for one, it's a classic, and two, yeah. It's just a very unsettling movie. Also, because it doesn't have a lot of jump scares, that tension just keeps just fucking running. Like, the jump scare is, oh, okay, we're not gonna get another one as well. And it's resets
like the night's
you.
Fall. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so we'll see. I don't know. Gerald's Game was good. I did not want to watch it. I watched it. I thought it was a great movie. It was really fun.
I just don't know. I don't know. I don't know that The Shining needs a sequel necessarily.
Well, I mean, I think it's cool. Yeah, that like the book came out so much later than like the original.
I gotta go back and watch The Shining. The power's called The Shine. I gotta go back and watch this movie. Maybe I saw it way too young.
They have like a psychic link between each other. Him and the
and Jack Nicholson.
No,
the butler.
No, it was the black dude with the axe.
Oh, the groundskeeper.
The groundskeeper?
That's right. I might only really be thinking about the episode of The Simpsons where they did The Shining. Remember that?
Yeah.
He's like, The Shining Boy. And Bart's like, The Shining? He's like, Quiet Boy, do you want to be sued?
That's really funny.
Simpsons was great.
Did he have an axe or did he get killed with an axe?
I can't remember. Which one? Oh, groundskeeper Willie?
Yeah.
No. Probably got killed with an axe.
He got killed with an axe for sure. I think that, yeah.
Talking about Jack Nicholson?
No. The character. I think he got axed in the stomach.
Which character?
Bad way to die. The groundskeeper.
I don't know. Oh, probably. I don't know. I always get that confused with Monkey Shine. Next news story. That's going to be the one, by the way. That's going to be the comment that people in the comments are like, fucking Nick. Monkey Shine. You idiot.
I can't wait to see that.
Yeah, it's another movie. This is another image from Mission Impossible 6. We actually saw some of these a while back because Tom Cruise hurt himself on this stunt.
Yeah,
if you guys remember. But this is actually, I guess, an image from the film. Which doesn't look much like an image from the film, but it's cool.
I honestly, when you put it in the doc, thought it was just like a funny thing of like,
he's not going to make it.
Mission Impossible 6.
Well, yeah, if you remember, I think we talked about this story a few months back where he had to go to the hospital because he cracked a rib doing the stunt. Yeah. Tom Cruise, again.
Shout out to him for doing his own stunt still, though.
He's in the stunt person's union.
Really?
Yeah, he's a certified stunt person. He does all his own stuff. He had to go through all the training and all that stuff. They have to get extra insurance every movie because he's like, I'm going to hang off a plane. And the insurance company's like, please don't hang off a plane. And he's like, I am Tom motherfucking Cruise.
Tom motherfucking Cruise.
If I want to hang off a plane, you bet your bottom dollar, Thetans, that I'm going to hang off a fucking plane.
Thetans.
Mm-hmm. I got a lot of Thetans in me right now. No, the force is strong with me. My Metachlorian Thetan count is huge.
Huge.
That's why he can do this. It's huge. All kidding aside, I can't fucking wait to see this movie. Fallout. Did you hear the name for it?
No.
Mission Impossible Fallout.
Interesting.
It's a cool name. It's probably going to be the first property ever called Fallout that I actually give a shit about. I know. That's just a dig at all you, I'm going to go to Boston and go to Cheers.
I hate that voice.
I forgot that Cheers is set in Boston.
I always thought it was Chicago. Here's why, I finally figured it out when Frasier Seattle. Okay. I finally watched the Chicago documentary.
Do they just pretty much only do PAXes where they have major...
Yeah, I think so. I think that's what it was. They were like, hey guys, we're just predicting that these cities are going to be mega hubs for nerd culture.
Yeah.
So let's make Frasier, which is a show about a rich aristocrat
radio host who does.
Let's put that there. I love Frasier. I finished that whole series.
Really? Yeah. Frasier's the one that like doesn't. I don't. It doesn't.
You gotta just.
Boring. It doesn't do.
It's
it,
so
it doesn't
boring.
Do
I don't get
boring.
It.
It's
I would
genius.
Much rather watch Mad About You.
Mad About You was good. Mad About You was good.
I can't do Frasier. I don't know.
Paul Reiser, Helen Hunt.
Yeah,
it's great.
I do really enjoy the theme song.
Hey, baby, I hear the loser calling. Toss salads and scrambled eggs. Andy, take your pants off. Hans Zimmer.
Love the ending you do.
Hans Zimmer coming back into the fold of superhero movies. If you guys remember, Hans Zimmer swore off ever doing a superhero movie again after he worked with Zack Snyder and Junkie XL on Batman v Superman. He was like, that's it, motherfuckers, I'm out. I don't want to do this shit anymore. I'm a real composer, and they just want me to do right. They want me to do all these stupid themes, and he's like, "I'm done. I'm never doing it again."
Over it.
Well, he's back.
I know.
Hans Zimmer returned to superhero movies to score X-Men: Dark Phoenix. Composer. This is from Collider. Hans Zimmer has been out of the superhero movie game for a few years now. The composer moved on to Oscar-nominated Dunkirk and the stellar Blade Runner 2049, which I didn't realize he did that, and that was really well done. But he's back in the superhero realm this November with writer-director Simon Kinberg's X-Men Dark Phoenix. Indeed, people at Collider had heard rumors that Zimmer might be scoring the 20th Century Fox superhero film, and co-star Evan Peters seemed to confirm the news while appearing on Josh Horowitz's podcast, Happy, Sad, Confused, at Sundance, where he also discussed his excitement at Kinberg's approach to the sequel. Quote, The set was actually very tame. Simon directed this one and came in very prepared, very professional. It was a different energy on set, and everything got done like clockwork, which is hilarious because he's actually like giving, that's a subtle dig at Bryan Singer, by the way, who has been notorious for not showing up to set on time or ever sometimes and got fired off the last one.
Yikes.
Yeah, actually, I think he got fired off of this one.
Oh, and
I think this was supposed to be, he was supposed to come back for this one, and they were like, yo, dude, we're
just
good.
Kidding.
We're good. It was a different energy on set, and everything got done like clockwork. It was very seamless. Everyone was a little bit more level-headed, so it was a very pleasurable, light experience. I think the film is going to be incredible. Hans Zimmer scoring it, I don't know if I was supposed to say that or not. Simon has surrounded him with incredible people, and Simon knows this world better than anybody. So it's really cool to see him. He's so happy in his element that in that world, and also being able to direct and guide everybody in this way. I was very happy for him, and I think he's going to be great. It's always hard reading people's stream of conscious talk.
Yeah.
Because they don't
put pauses.
They're idiots.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm joking. But so that's fun. Of course, these comments stand in contrast to the chaos of Bryan Singer's set for X-Men Days of Future Past and Apocalypse, and fans are mighty eager to see how Kinberg differentiates Dark Phoenix with what will be his directorial debut. I have to sneeze.
Bam. Why is this still happening?
Excuse me.
I am very excited. So Hans Zimmer is probably one of my favorite composers.
Oh, Hans Zimmer is up there, all-time greats, top three.
Oh yeah, for sure.
John Williams, Hans Zimmer, that's it.
Alan Silvestri is also
Alan Silvestri is pretty amazing.
So good.
He has that distinctive style where you're like, am I watching Predator or Die Hard? It doesn't fucking matter.
But then he also has the other side.
Or not Predator or Die Hard. Predator or Back to the Future.
But then he also did, like, not My Best Friend's Wedding, Father of the Bride and stuff like that.
Oh, fuck
too.
Yeah. So well, no, Alan Silvestri's the bomb.
And Hans Zimmer did what could possibly be my all-time favorite movie score.
Which was?
Which is The Holiday. It's so good.
Joey, we got to talk. We got to talk about your taste and everything.
I'm not saying that I don't like the other stuff, but across the board with like the entire thing, I really like The Holiday.
Oh, Michael came in to Die Hard. That's what it was.
What else did
Alan Silvestri did Back to the Future, if I'm not mistaken. I think he did Predator as well. Huh. I gotta look that up real quick. I'm gonna stop the show right now.
We have just some to see, very important information.
Just
that
to
we have
see
to
who scored. This is the kind of stuff I do at night. It drives my wife fucking crazy. She's like, you're not watching this movie. If Predator's on, I'm like, you don't understand. I'm trying to figure out who did the music for this movie.
It's all very important information that builds.
Alan Silvestri did the music for Predator. Go. I was fucking right. And you can hear it because he uses his like, the pum pum, you know?
Little pops.
Like he likes horns, he likes strings. I guess everyone likes horns and strings. It doesn't matter, Joey, let's move on. Everyone who's fans of music and movies knows exactly what I'm talking about. The rest of you, shut up. Damien Chazelle, back in the news, thank God.
I missed you.
I think about La La Land. Fondly, like I think about my first love.
Really?
Yeah.
I listen to the La La Land soundtrack almost every day.
Where do you come down on The Greatest Showman?
I haven't seen it yet. So here's the thing.
Movie pass, though.
I know. Here's the thing.
I'm
gonna lay something out for
you. What's the thing? Lay it out.
So when we have things like...
Mr. Yasman corrected me. Bryan Singer was fired from the Freddie Mercury biopic.
Oh.
Apologies. But I'm willing to bet they didn't want to bring him back for this X-Men either.
Also true. When something gets a lot of hype and people are really excited about it, that instantly makes me not really want to.
Me too,
about
but the
it.
Problem is so the
that's
problem,
how I feel about The Greatest Showman, and sorry, that's how I feel about Hamilton.
Joe?
Yeah.
Just when I thought you lost me, you brought me right back.
Yeah.
You brought me right back. Hit that. I'm the same way. Look, I'm sure, like, Brianne kept testing me. She texted me like once every 3 days and was like, you gotta go see Greatest Showman.
Yeah.
I was working out with Yusuf the other night.
Yusuf
he's like,
is
you
the
gotta
one
go
getting
see
me to go.
He's like, dude, I've seen it 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good.
Yusuf and Holly, the whole Ubisoft crew is like all into it.
I'm sure it's a perfectly good movie, but there is a tipping point for me
mm-hmm.
where because everyone loves it, I now hate it.
Yep.
And I am one of those people who will just unabashedly talk shit about that movie without ever having given it a chance. Similar, exactly what you're saying, to Hamilton. I cannot fucking believe anything is that good.
Right?
I just refuse to believe it's that good. And as we know, I am the keeper of all things that are important. One,
yes.
Whether or not Blade Runner 2049 was a good movie. It was. Academy Award nominated. Boom. Two, The Departed.
Don't say it, Nick.
Get after yourself, people. Get after yourself. Three, We Leave Open. Four is for Little Jesus. Five.
Yeah.
Okay. Whether or not Hamilton is worth my time. And it most assuredly, until I deem that it is not. worth my time.
I can say
would you believe that every time I get to five, I forget where this joke's going and I have to think about what we were just talking about?
It's a lot of things to keep track of.
It really is.
You're the keeper of this many things,
I'm
man.
The keeper of lots of things, people. Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's the first time I've done this joke in the new year and I'm not going to let it die.
Yes.
This story is over on theegan.com. La La Land, director, developing drama series for Apple. If you guys know, Apple's making a major play to get into the streaming services to compete mm-hmm. with Netflix, the likes of Netflix, Amazon, and Hulu. And I think this is a really, really cool way to do it. Alex Gilyadov says, La La Land director Damien Chazelle is developing a drama series for Apple. Variety reports Apple has given a straight-to-series order for the untitled project. Plot details are being kept under wraps. For now, Chazelle will write and direct every episode and will also serve as executive producer. La La Land producer John Horowitz and Fred Berger will executive produce along with MRC, the studio behind Ozark and House of Cards. That's a powerhouse right there.
Damn.
No further details, including a premiere date and casting, have been revealed. I just finished Marvelous Miss Maisel.
Oh, that's still on my list.
And
was it as good as everyone?
Oh, it's very good. It's
Amy
very
Sherman
good.
Palladino is a genius.
They made some very interesting creative choices there mm-hmm. that I think really lend itself to the sort of like, not like fantastical nature of the world. For the most part, it's rooted in reality, but there are some things they do artistically and with a lot of the extras and things like that. Like I heard a podcast where they were talking about most of the extras are dancers in the background because they wanted them to have a specific like way
movement.
Of being around movement that wouldn't be distracting for a lot of the like the kind of more absurd things that are happening up front. It's all very colorful. It's all
super,
it all
like,
plays
whimsical.
Out. Well, it's very whimsical. It plays out kind of like an old school Hollywood like musical. Like Singing in the Rain style thing. So it's very reminiscent to me, even though there's no music in it, of La La Land. It has that sort of feel to it where it gets raw at a certain point, but then the rest of it's like viewing everything through rose-colored glasses, which they play with, obviously, because they're breaking down. Mm-hmm. They're like, her life starts perfect, and then, of course, goes to shit very quickly, and she's struck with reality, and then starts doing comedy to kind of figure all that stuff out, which is why a lot of people do comedy, myself included. Mm-hmm. But Damien Chazelle, obviously one of the best up-and-coming directors. I don't even know if you can call him up-and-coming. I'm pretty sure he's arrived at this point. So the fact that he's getting into that it's going to be interesting to watch. When Apple announced they wanted to do more stuff on their streaming platform and start creating more original content, I was like, this is a bridge too far. I don't want this. Yeah. I don't want Disney's streaming platform. But you say Damien Chazelle's name, God damn it. Just like Joey just did, you pull me back in. Every time I think I'm out, you pull me back in.
You're welcome.
Godfather 3.
Do you know that all of those are on Netflix right now?
I do. Also,
have you watched them yet?
Shout out to Netflix having all four of the Lethal Weapon films. Did I start at 3 and go to 2 last night because those are my two favorites? Maybe. Am I going to 1 and then I'm saving 4 for the end because those are my two favorites? Maybe.
There's so many good things on Netflix right now. Godfather, Shawshank Redemption. The other night, I watched 47 Meters Down with Mandy Moore.
Hell yeah, you did. Mandy Moore holding it down on the Hallmark Channel. Whoo! God bless that woman. I was watching Lethal Weapon the other day. Danielle's like, would you want to put something on? And I'm like, yeah, I'll put on something. And I threw on Lethal Weapon 3 because it starts off with...
I don't know if that I've seen anything other than Lethal Weapon 1.
Oh, you gotta
love
it. Lethal
Weapon 1 is so good.
Lethal Weapon 2 is good. Makes no sense, though. I'm spitting all over the place.
I honestly think they're all great. I love Lethal Weapon
4. All four of them?
Yeah, I love 4. There's so many good, like, moments.
Oh, 4 is... That's the thing about 4, is you get to it, you're like, this is not gonna be as good.
Yeah.
It is.
Who's the main bad?
Jet Li, he's a badass.
Jet Li, that's right.
And he's a bad motherfucker. He's like, he's terrifying in it.
Yep.
Oh, that last scene. I'm not going to spoil it for you. I want your homework for tonight. Should you choose to accept it?
No, because you have not done any of my homework.
Should you choose to accept it?
Joey, you're not the teacher, though.
You are not the teacher.
But we had a reciprocity agreement
they call
that
me,
I was supposed to watch. Not an officer and a gentleman. What's the other? It was a Russell Crowe movie.
Clearly, you didn't watch it.
I was supposed to watch.
Oh, a Russell Crowe movie?
Yeah.
What did we say? I was supposed to watch Grease too. What were you supposed to watch?
It was a Russell Crowe movie.
Commander.
Oh, Master Commander, Far Side of the Earth. Still a great movie. I think you'd love that movie.
Can I watch An Officer and a Gentleman instead?
No. Also a great movie. I don't have anywhere else to go.
Like,
I know,
year.
Bro. I know, but you know, bro. Come on, stop crying. We'll briefly go over this next story. I saw this on Twitter today. And I thought this was fucking hilarious. Just proving once again that people overreact to everything. Have you seen this Apple commercial where the kid asks, what's a computer?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it, but we talked about it last night with other people.
We can watch the commercial. Do you guys want to watch the commercial first, and then we can judge whether or not this child actor deserves all of this wrath?
I don't think we should. I don't know what copyright strikes are like for commercials.
For Apple? Probably brutal. I'll read the description of it, and you guys can watch it later and decide for yourself. This is from Business Insider. It says, Apple is running an ad where a kid asks, where's the computer? And people find it infuriating. What's a computer? Apple's new commercial showing off the multitasking prowess of the iPad Pro and iOS 11 is rubbing some people the wrong way. The ad shows a kid, age unknown, retiring to her grassy backyard after a day of hanging out with friends doing school projects with her iPad Pro in what appears to be Brooklyn. A neighbor asks her what she's doing on that computer. Quote, what's a computer? The kid replies. The ad is meant to show the versatility of the iPad, and some in tech media have speculated it's a subtle dig at Microsoft. In this fantasy Apple world, traditional computers are so outdated that a child doesn't even know what they are. Of course, that's not the world we live in currently. Computers are still, I like how they have to preface this. Of course, computers are still how the vast, vast majority of work gets done, and the word computer is still part of the public consciousness, even for a child. The fact has not escaped some viewers who say the kid's question can be perceived as insolence. No child is trying to be insolent. I just want you guys to know that.
Not all this.
Quote, does this computer, or does this commercial tick anyone off? One person said in the top comment on a snippet of the ad posted on Facebook, I want to smack this kid. What's a computer?
Oh my God.
You know what a computer is, you disrespectful smartass? You know what a computer is, you disrespectful smartass. Plenty of other posts on social media, some with thousands of retweets, echo that observation. Look, I haven't watched the commercial yet. I'll watch it later.
You haven't watched the commercial?
No, I haven't. I thought we were going to watch it on the show for the first time.
Sorry.
But you were like, let's not do it. It's not your fault. I should have watched it prior.
If you want to watch it, we can watch it. I just think that maybe...
I'm going to watch it. Let's watch it real quick, but don't show it to the audience. Let's just have them sit with their arms folded for a while. I'm just going to press play here and watch this. Okay, this is a kid doing this.
I mean, if you play the music, isn't that still the same problem there?
So right now,
okay, kids doing this. Cute kids. World Jerks commercial.
Like,
we're going to skip through.
I mean, it's just the
kids just drawing some shit on their iPad.
Yeah.
Right, okay, kids on a fucking bus reading some Red Worm comic books. Yay.
On the iPad.
Hey, what you doing on your computer? What's a computer?
Okay, well, the kid's just an idiot, I think. I don't think it should be infuriating. Apparently, that kid's just a dipshit. So there you go.
I don't find this, like...
It's not insolent.
No.
Clearly, it's just a, hey, everyone, we're trying to push the envelope. We're trying to get people to use an iPad instead of a computer from now on. Because spoilers, that's probably what computers are going to be 10 years from now because they're so powerful.
Yeah.
Whatever, yada, yada, yada. Is it a subtle dig at Microsoft? Of course it is. Is every Samsung commercial a not so subtle dig at Apple when basically the guy's walking by the fucking Apple line and he's like, fuck you, Apple people. You're waiting in line for an inferior smartphone. My girlfriend has said I should have an Android for fucking ever, so now I have one and I'm way happier than you are.
Oh my gosh,
waiting
in
line, you fucking idiots.
You fucking nailed it.
That's essentially what Kevin does to us every day.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Talking about the superiority of.
I've never once mentioned that I do, in fact, have a superior phone than all of you.
Yeah, never once. Not at all.
My thing is, I think that this commercial's just, I think it's stupid. I don't think you're fooling anyone into being like, what's a computer? Like, kids don't know what a fucking computer is right now.
Yeah.
Kids know more about tech than any other generation probably on this planet has ever known about tech right now.
Yeah.
If you're a kid, if you're probably between 10 and 20 years old, you know way more about fucking tech than I do because you're immersed in it every day. And your friends are all Tim Gettys telling you, you got to get the newest thing. Snapchat, Instagram. No, Snapchat now. No, now it's Facebook. Now it's a computer. Now it's an iPad Pro. Fuck that. We're going analog. We're going to write shit down now.
I can't wait till it swings the other way.
When people just want to do notes?
Yeah, and letters.
I cannot wait to that. I don't think it's ever going to happen.
You
but you know, every
suck.
Generation is a reaction to the one that came prior to it. So I'm waiting for the whatever the quote-unquote millennials is, which is such a murky term and people need to stop using it, especially in comedy. I'm waiting for whatever gen is after the next gen. Mm-hmm. And they just go, no, we're going back to abacuses and the abacus.
Oh, the
count,
things,
the beads
yeah.
that count shit. And we're going to just pass notes to each other. And we're going to call each other on a landline. That's what I want.
I don't like phone calls.
It's because you are uncomfortable by the amount of contact you have to have with a person for a phone call.
I'd rather
and
just
that
see people
is probably
in person.
Adding, oh, okay, never mind then. You're doing the opposite to me.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to be like, I only want to text people.
No, I'd rather see people. Like, if it's a choice between, like, let's talk on the phone and catch up, it's like, no, can we just, like, hang out?
I like phone calls. Yeah. I don't like FaceTime, though. Tell you
no,
that right
FaceTime,
now.
I don't like FaceTime.
Because most of the time I'm in my underpants, and I don't want people to know I'm in my
just
underpants.
Just don't pan down.
Yeah. I cannot, you know,
slips.
It's hilarious. I just go like this, oh, look at my Gigi, right?
So it sounds like you want to show people your underpants.
I want to show people,
because
but
saying,
some people say
Gigi.
That it might be uncomfortable for my
sure.
mom to see that.
Jesus
but
Christ.
I think it's hilarious.
If you're wearing MeUndies.
Oh, wow.
Check out these
Joey,
colors.
Excellent tie back in.
Thank you.
We'll get to that in a second. Let's read some tips real quick. And then we'll go into PS I Love His Best Friend XOXO. And then we'll give away a game. And then it's the weekend. Not the weekend, the singer, the actual weekend.
Is that a singer?
That'd be cool if we get the weekend, the singer, though. I'd be into that.
It's just a person.
That guy's too full of himself. Walking around with fucking Gigi Hadid. Panzer G2 says, Nick, Andy, and Kevin, I just want to congratulate you on the best promotional plug for the Amazon Echo to date. Having the podcast Echo and not directly stating the product is Apple level genius. I read that yesterday. It's from yesterday, but I wanted to read it again because I fucked up. Zach Bowling gave us some cheers. Says, hi, bros. Valerie DNA says, hey, guys, I think I read that too. What is the fuck is today's date? Oh, it's the 26th. Pimpin' Penguin 96 says, Nick, I tipped a few days ago about my career fair. I tried your stolen wallet trick and I got arrested. I am typing this on an employer's phone I stole and hid my butt. Please send help. I'm scared.
That's really good.
I really hope you can type with your butt. Jack Schultz says, on Wednesday, I got to be an extra on the Ted Bundy movie starring Zac Efron and Lily Collins. I am happy to confirm that, yes, Zach is still jacked. Jack, if you're there, and you get a chance to talk to Zac Efron. Now, I know you're going to be tempted to be like, hey, Zac, I'm a huge fan. Please put me in your next movie. I can get Jack, too. No. You tell him Nick Scarpino says hi. And when he asks, who's Nick Scarpino? Act like he should know.
Nick,
and walk away.
Just wink.
Nick, should we roll the graphics?
Roll the graphics, Kevin. Firm. Jack Schultz has confirmed. Zac, still jacked. Still jacked. You can show him that if you want. Be like, just pull up your phone and be like, hey, my friend does this for you. And he's like, I'm going to sue your friend because he's using my likeness.
And file a restraining order.
Yeah, that's fine. Well, I mean, can't file it twice. You know what I mean? True. Anna Kins says, the hunt to find fun clips continues and has given us a very long, or actually a couple, it looks like Twitter links. Kev, if you want to take
somebody
a look at those and
this
see.
One.
Oh, what is this? Let's watch it. No! Whoa! Oh, no! Wait,
hold on. I'm going to show the kids.
Oh no, this
I wasn't
is why,
sure. So this is horse.
This is why
wrestling?
You don't wrestle a horse. Look, he had horse his back, wrestling. Which is good. That's a good back take.
Here we go, ready?
Yeah. That's a good back take right there, but you gotta wrap it up. Oh, and that's gonna happen sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
That guy's broken leg for sure.
Yeah,
no,
he's fucked.
That does not look good.
For sure.
That's how you compress your spine right there the wrong way. There's one more, it looks like.
I'm gonna look.
Why don't you pull those up while I read the next tip? Shell B says, Nick, I am in love with the morning show. It definitely gets me through the day. You inspire me to go out and live my life to the fullest every day. Keep up the amazing work. P.S. Hi, Joey.
Okay.
I thought of something the other day.
Okay.
You know how there's always all these national holidays?
Yeah.
National fucking dinosaur day, national eat a pizza day, national whatever day. I want to make, because you know, I was talking to Yusuf yesterday. We're going to have him back on the show next week to do more Jackman off stuff.
Love it.
I want to make a national do it day where you go out and you do the thing you've always wanted to do.
Oh.
Whether that's skydiving or stand up or whatever, as long as it's legal and you don't hurt anyone, go out and do the thing. So we need to pick a day for that. Now granted, I was thinking about it being January 13th, but we've already passed that because that's my birthday. So I kind of fucked that up already. But similar to the amazing, great Thanksgiving song that Andy's still working on, I feel like we can catch it next year. So think about that. I was thinking about doing Jackman off next 6 months, putting a date on the calendar and being, that's the day everyone has to go out there and do it. Now, I would say just do it day,
but
I don't want to get sued by Nike.
Yeah.
So it's do it day, which actually is better. Do it day.
Do it day.
I did it. You can say I did it.
Oh!
Come on, son.
It brands itself.
Holy shit.
Brands it.
We are fucking strong today. The Joey Nick connection, if done right, no can defend, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go into PS I Love His Best Friend.
Real quick.
Give me a see it. Is it funny?
I don't know. It seems like it requires an audio component. And I can't check that. So
let's
I'm
watch
just gonna
it.
Play
let's
it.
Watch it.
And if it's bad, we'll ban him for life.
Is this the Wii music?
Yeah, it's
it sure
the Wii
is.
Music.
All right.
There you go.
All right.
That's a very talented bird.
And we have one more.
There's another bird
again,
one?
Okay. I don't know if it's funny, so we're just going
to Okay.
Play.
How long is it? It's
7 seconds. Which
Let's
is
do it.
Qualified.
Let's do it.
Being acceptable.
Hmm. I don't.
Not as funny.
Cheese. Oh wait.
Shouldn't more than one cheese it be called cheese it? Cheese
them. Hold on, hold on. I don't think I was showing it. My bad.
He's typing. Shouldn't one more than one cheese it be called cheese them's? And someone strangles him for that. I'm gonna tell you one thing right now. That's not funny. That was a terrible.
Funny
clip.
In text.
Stupid.
Not necessary. I don't know if.
But
it
here's
translates.
Why, because it triggered me. Oh. Okay. Now I very seldom get triggered because, as you know, I am usually the triggerer, not the triggeree. I am, as Walter White once said, the one who knocks, not the one who answers the door. That is a Breaking Bad reference, and if you were Andy, you would high five me right now. But you're too busy rewatching Grease 2. Don't worry about it. Don't comment on it.
I knew that it was a Breaking Bad.
Don't worry about it.
Breaking Bad.
And don't comment on it. This triggers me, and here is why. Some fucking monster, whose name shall not be said because I don't know who bought them, brought in Cheez-Its that were cheddar cheese and Parmesan. Now you're asking yourself, Nick, what's wrong with that? There's no fucking divider in the box. They're mixed in. And the Parmesan cheese is very overpowering. So basically all of them tastes like either really Parmesan-y or quasi-Parmesan-y. And you can't, I literally tried to separate them in a bowl. I put them like you know, taking out the fucking brown M&Ms.
Yeah.
And no matter what, I permeated Parmesan cheese. Permeated. The whole day. Ruined Cheez-Its for me for at least a good hour. Did I eat them? Sure. Why not?
You can't let it go to waste.
When you got carbs in front of you, you got a carb load sometimes.
Yeah. I was telling Kevin the other day. Do we have a
Breaking Bad reference, dude? Nice,
you.
Man.
Thank you.
I'm the one who knocks.
Exactly. You see what he did? That's a pro right here.
What a fucking moment, dude.
Although you did Hamilton.
And she was all scared. Bomb. Skylar was like, oh my God. Like,
I'm the one who knocks. Yeah. She's like, you're not,
She's
though.
She's like, somebody's going to come to the door and like they're going to knock. And he's like, no, you don't understand. I'm the one who knocks.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you feel that?
I did. And then he dies of cancer. Hey, you should wash your hand, though. Wash your hand because...
He didn't die of cancer.
You jerked off during the show?
Yeah. No, I didn't jerk off. I sneezed, I sneezed on that hand, so...
I was not aware.
You have sneeze on my hand.
On your shirt. No, maybe?
It's a crumb.
Put it in your mouth. Are you going to eat it?
Ew, please don't eat it.
Don't eat that.
No. Piece of cardboard. I got a package.
Wash your hand because I sneezed into that hand. I don't want you to get sick.
I'm very glad that you didn't eat it. No. I wish you would have eaten it.
But as everyone knows, Kevin, I have the immune system of a fucking tiger. Okay? I have tiger blood running in my veins, and I have the immune system of a tiger. Now, I don't know what's running around in my body. My body, for all I know, could be fighting off multiple viruses at the same time because it's very efficient and very strong. Mm-hmm. But for everyone else out there that maybe doesn't put as much effort into life as me, they might get whatever crazy disease that my body's fighting off, whatever this ecosystem is here, they might get that, they might die.
Mm-hmm. Can we get a round of applause for Nick's body? Woo-hoo-hoo! Let me see those arms!
Can you keep it going a little longer, please?
Did you hear him? Keep it going longer!
There it is. P.S. I Love This Best Friend XOXO is your opportunity to nominate someone you feel is doing a great job in our community. You can go to kindoffunny.com/bestfriend, fill out that form, and Joey will take it and put it in front of me, and I'll read it. And most of the time, I'll get it right. But some of the time, I will royally screw it up. Royally. Let's see which one it's going to be today. Cool Greg
is always fun. Yeah.
Is shouting out at Cujo Prime. Is this you, Cool Greg?
Yeah.
Sweet. I first became aware of Cujo Prime when Trending Greg gave me a postcard he sent us with himself as the wrestler on the WrestleMania ad. Since then, he has been so helpful creating fun promotional watch-along pictures with me as the champion. I know it only takes him a little while, but I greatly appreciate the support and awesome best friend that I'm happy to call my big bruh. I fuck with tough. Bruh. My big bruh, I fucks with tough. Did I read that right? Cool. Yeah. And then he just, there's probably about, I would say, conservatively speaking, $40 signs after that. Just about 40 to 50 money signs.
Yeah.
That's great.
Sounds about right. Shout out to Pirated TV Pro in the chat who just sent this.
Oh, hold on. I'm trying to make it.
Oh, yeah.
Smaller.
That's getting good. That's good right there.
This is exactly what we were talking
also
about.
That's tweet what this I'm talking week, about. With the hashtag.
It's hard to tell that there's someone on his back, but I do love the guy suplexing the horse.
Dude,
fuck, that's really
the fuck
good.
Out of the horse.
Who is this?
This
Who
is put
this
Pirated in TV Pro.
Pirated TV Pro, you are the man to beat right now. On Monday, you gotta get all these.
Honestly.
On Monday, we're gonna go over and we're gonna pick a winner. And by we, I mean me, I'll pick a winner and a couple runner ups. And this will be the official Horse Wrestling League emblem. It'll be the icon of the sport, just like the UFC's icon, which is just letters.
But guys, let's just be real. Like, is anyone going to be able to beat this? This is fucking amazing.
We'll see. It's the bar. The bar is set high. Okay? The gold medal is on. You want to be number three on the podium or you want to be number one on the podium? That's what I'm saying to you right now. Are you a fucking winner or are you the second and or third loser?
It's a valid question.
Let's see what's up. I love his use of red, white, and blue. It screams America.
America.
And I love that he is suplexing a fucking horse. That's really well done. That's going to be hard to beat.
Thank you, John Liebrick, which apparently is your real name. Thank you, Twitter.
That's really good. I want a shirt with that on it so badly. God damn it. Do you see where my brain's going?
Dude, this is so good.
That's a great.
That's fucking that is a great awesome. Shirt. Holy shit.
Oh, man. I don't know. Should we call it right here? No, are there more people? No. All right, Monday.
Challenge. Yeah,
we wanna, let's see what
I
you guys got.
See if anybody else.
Because here's the thing that I love about this. One, it uses our country, the great states, the United States of America. America. Right? Two, if you were to, you could redo this for other countries if they want to start their own horse wrestling league. When we franchise it up, like Brazil could be the yellow and black, you know, with the country there, but it still works in there.
And like what kind of horse wrestling
green, thank you, green. Yeah, that's awesome, Brazil.
What kind of horse wrestling move?
Maybe they'll be arm barring or leg locking the horse. I don't know if you can arm bar a horse.
Because
I think technically they're all legs. You have to leg lock.
Can we also get like a request of people drawing us arm barring horses? Just to see if, like what their interpretation would be.
Just Kevin.
Whatever you guys want to do with it. Whatever you guys want to do with it.
Just have fun.
You know?
Can I give a shout out to Cool Greg?
Do we need a commissioner for this?
For the horse wrestling league?
Yeah.
Probably.
No, let's get there. Let's
probably.
Guys, we got a lot of planning to do.
We should probably do our first ever episode of Geostorm podcast before we do an actual horse wrestling match, but we'll see what happens.
Well, look, it's all in the pipeline.
If you can kill a bull, you can wrestle a horse.
What?
That's all I'm saying. Yeah, you can fight a bull, you can wrestle a horse.
But they use knives to stab the bull, swords.
Well, they're armored. Does that make them more or less of a man?
Strength, Kevin.
You're right.
When you see those guys in Scotland or Ireland or wherever Amy Gills is from, take the big fucking telephone poles and throw them over the hill.
Oh, I thought you were going to say when wall. People chase the wheels of cheese down the hill.
No, those people
is
are drunk.
Is that a thing?
Those That's 100%
drunk. Those people are drunk and they're your drunk hallucinations. That's the problem.
No, they're not. It's a real thing.
Do they tip it over? Because if you tip it over, it'll probably stop rolling as much.
No, I know, but they're like giant wheels of cheese
How
that
giant?
Roll down a hill.
Are we talking like 3 feet thing? Or like taller than you?
I don't know.
All right.
I didn't pay that much All right. attention. All right. Okay, I was spatial reasoning to figure that stuff out.
Did you see that Greg was doing this?
What is this? The franchise is here.
No. So Greg tweeted out, for anyone that pre-orders the heel kick, he'll pick their spirit wrestler. And then he started responding to people like our boy Cujo Prime that we...
Who is Cujo Prime's spirit wrestler?
I didn't read the thing.
I don't know.
John Cena.
Oh, John Cena. Here, I hope that they're all John Cena. I hope that you just respond all John Cena across the board.
Just
that
copy and paste the
would
same
be
thing.
Fucking
to
hilarious. The thing about Cool Greg.
I saw custom ones. You put a lot of thought
yeah,
into
put a
who's
lot
getting
of thought
what.
To it.
Who?
I was really impressed. Yeah.
The thing about Cool Greg that a lot of people don't understand, because you don't spend enough time with him and he doesn't speak a lot. He doesn't. He doesn't talk on camera a lot. He's always just kind of there taking care of shit in the background. I bet if you tested him, he is legitimately a genius. He fucking makes me laugh more than any other person in this office. And he makes me laugh a lot too.
All right, well,
Joey and Kevin make me laugh. A lot of people make me laugh in this office.
Yeah.
But he might be the funniest person here.
He might
be the most genius.
Uncontested.
It's the way it goes. He also is very capable of breaking out of any penitentiary or Alcatraz-like setting because he's got the cool skull cap and he swims like a fish. Kevin also swims like a fish. But Kevin would never allow himself to be arrested. Mm-hmm. He says, and I quote, they'll never take me alive. Exactly.
Going out in a blaze of glory.
Giveaway time. It's giveaway time. How do you win, Joey? Tell people how they win. Get entered to win the giveaway.
Man, there's so many things. You can A, be watching live and be in the chat hanging out with us. Number two, you can be a Twitch Prime subscriber.
Yeah.
What's Twitch Prime?
Oh, it's lots of great things, but the easiest way to figure out what it is you go to Amazon Prime and you link them, and then you get one free Twitch Prime subscription through Amazon Prime.
Tell the people how
easy it is. It's so easy that after 5 weeks of me telling, or no, like 5 months of me telling you guys to do it, Joey finally walked over to my desk and sat me down and said, Nick, we're doing it today. And I said, no, I don't wanna, because I don't wanna. And she was like, why not? And I was like, cuz. And she's like, you're not a child, link the fucking accounts. And it took 5 seconds, and I was like, that was easy.
Very easy, really easy to do.
Right. And we're giving one away every month. I'm giving mine away to a community member in the chat or one of our subs or anyone that's in our community that does do Twitch streaming, just like Crave Snow. I did that this month.
Shout out to Jenna and Jeremy.
Ooh.
Number three, you can be a supporter on Kind of Fun, or patreon.com/kindoffunny at the $2 above level. Or the fourth one, you can be a Patreon supporter of patreon.com/kindoffunnygames at the $2 or above level.
Fantastic, Joey. Excellent job. I'm glad you work here. Before we announce the giveaway game and winner, this episode of the Kind of Funny Morning Show is brought to you by MeUndies. Now, guys, you know I like to wear jeans.
Yeah.
But I could not wear jeans if it weren't for the fact that there was something between the jeans and my skin. Okay? I have very sensitive skin down there. You gotta have a buffer.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, there's no greater buffer between the jeans and your bits, your sensitive parts, than MeUndies. You want to look good with your significant other this Valentine's Day, right? How was that for a segue? Terrible. Think about it. You can vote it later. Then check out MeUndies. Matching pairs, a unique, fun gift for you and your Valentine. They're the perfect balance of comfortable fit and exciting prints. Don't spend another Valentine's Day giving the same old gift. Check out MeUndies.com and find the best match for your match. Again, these guys, they're knocking it out of the fucking park with their taglines here.
Yeah.
MeUndies are the most comfortable and fun undies you and your significant other will ever wear or own. They're made from the softest material on earth. We're talking 3 times softer than cotton.
Tim really can
attest he loves these things. Every time there's a new pair, I have to see them on Instagram. He doesn't even let them come into the office. He just takes them, puts them on immediately.
He takes that and he takes the snacks that never make their way into
and the
office.
And the shaving
too.
Stuff. He's taking a lot of shit.
He
what the fuck?
Fucking thief is what he is. 100%.
Greg Miller gets that Blue Apron wine that he doesn't
share.
Yeah,
it's all.
No, he buys that though.
Oh.
He does pay for that himself.
That's true. Okay. He also pays for the, we won't go into it. 100% satisfaction guarantee. MeUndies guarantees you and your significant other will love your matching pairs or your money back. That's a no brainer. Get 20% off matching undies for you and your significant other and 100% satisfaction guarantee. What are you waiting for? Order by February 5th, February 5th, for free shipping. Get your 20% off matching pairs, free shipping, 100%. Go to MeUndies.com/morning to take advantage of that offer. That's MeUndies.com/morning. Start matching your bottom half to your better half. Now, as you know, I'm instituting a new tagline competition.
Yeah.
For this ad, because I like MeUndies so much, I want them to send me some free undies.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna read that again, and then you and I are gonna vamp real quick on a tagline for
okay.
it.
Okay.
Okay. It's a great tagline though.
Start. Let's see. To get your 20% off your matching pairs, free shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go to MeUndies.com/morning. That's MeUndies.com/morning. MeUndies. What else are you gonna cover your junk with? A shoe?
Oh.
That was really bad.
That is a winning tagline. You can't really beat that.
Is it, Joey?
It is. It's is tying it? In multiple things of the Kind of Funny ad read universe. Mm-hmm. I approve.
Some would say it's lazy comedy because I just stole that from Greg.
Brilliant comedy.
There's a fine line between lazy and thievery, apparently. Or brilliance. I don't know. Today's winner, coming back up to that part of the document, comes from the Twitch chat. Congratulations, Grace515. You have won Everybody's Golf on the PS4.
Everybody's Golf. Some of the most underrated music in a video game from last year.
You guys got addicted to that
jams.
Shit.
That was the only time I've ever like hauled my PS4 back and forth from home to work so we could all play together. It's pretty great.
You know you can play on like the network.
On the network? I don't understand how any of this works.
Doesn't matter. Let's take 3 questions, comments, and concerns from the
can
norms.
Can we talk about something real quick?
And then we will go into sub-only mode and talk to the beautiful people out
real
there.
Real quick, someone in the chat is saying, Nick, are we going to do a Grammys watch-along?
Grammys watch along?
No. Grammys?
No. But instead, what we're going to do is the Royal Rumble watch along.
Yeah, the thing about the Grammys, Cool Greg's into music, but I don't think you give a fuck about the Grammys, right?
Nope.
There you go.
No. We're doing an Oscars watch along that Sunday. And it's going to be super fun. So
but
if you guys want to watch
doing
that.
This on this
but we
Sunday,
are also
on
doing Royal Rumble Sunday, January 28th, 2018. Cool Greg, I love that you're just there and you're super dark.
Art.
Because you're standing in the shadow of John Cena.
Art made by Cujo Prime.
John Cena.
I want Panda to start drawing you as all the iconic wrestlers from the era. I think we should do that as a fan mail tier, where it's you as like Ultimate Warrior fighting Hogan, you as like Bret the Hitman Hart, like with the glasses, just all those. I think that'd be really fun.
Yeah, I love it.
I can't name any other wrestlers, so you're on your own on that one.
It's gonna be two.
It's gonna be two
drawings.
Can it be Shawn Michaels?
What?
Can it be Shawn Michaels?
Yeah, if you want to be. Ooh, fucking Andy always inserting himself. Find me some Cheez-Its, Andy.
Yeah. Can you go get us some Cheez-Its?
Do you have a Cheez-It?
And we got hella Cheez-Its.
Can you go get us some Cheez-Its,
I can verify
please?
That.
Ant-Man, 020.
The show, guys. Game Daily, coming up.
Can someone boo Andy? Fuck
ew.
Yeah, Royal Rumble time, says Ant-Man, 0208. Skizza says, I'm down to hang with Cool Greg streaming, whatever.
Gio.
I'm pretty dope.
Hey.
Blanket Fort 83 says new users can get 2 free months of WWE Network right now to watch Royal Rumble. That's a good deal, but you know what's a better deal? MeUndies.com/morning. Stop advertising free shit on our show. Whoever said that, Blanket Fort 83.
But they can watch with us now. All right,
cool.
On Sunday.
Do it then.
We'll give you a password, but just this one.
Ignacio Rojas says, tell Kevin I said hi.
Sup, Ignacio?
Lexi Gunner says, Nick, what kind of shirt is that?
This is a shirt that I got when I saw. Oh, sorry. Here, I'll shut this down. I got this shirt when I went and saw the Harry Potter play in London. This is a Death Eater shirt. It's the new logo they redesigned for the show. And I thought to myself, hey, that's a really nasty, like, cool, like, kind of dark logo. It goes against everything I stand for, but every once in a while, I like to be edgy.
Have we ever talked about what Harry Potter houses all of us are?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm happy to go over that again, but we're a little, yeah, thanks, unfortunately.
I saw them.
I know.
Unfortunately.
Everyone wants to be Gryffindor.
That's not true.
Not everyone can be it.
I wanted to be Gryffindor.
It's fine.
And in perfect Nick way.
I'm a Gryffindor and you know it.
Oh, Kevin's a fucking Hufflepuff.
I'm not a Hufflepuff.
Which is not a bad thing. I feel like I'm a Hufflepuff-Ravenclaw hybrid.
Nick's just mad because he knows he's a goddamn squib.
I'm in Ravenclaw. I can't be a squib. No, you can't. I'm not even a squib. He's just mad because he said Hufflepuff and he knows deep down it's true.
No.
It's
not anything to be ashamed of.
Yes, it's definitely something to be ashamed of.
There's plenty of great people that are in Hufflepuff.
Nobody cares. Or Ball is just a
whatnot.
Look
how mad he gets.
Well, it's okay.
It's a lie. Okay. It's a lie.
Rebel Spirit X says Slytherin for life. Neo J2 says, I'm a Himbly Jibbity. He's making fun of us. Neo, you're dead inside. All right, let's go into sub-only mode and then we'll end this out because Daddy needs some lunch.
Anything. Somebody put it in the chat earlier. Did you see that Spielberg is redoing West Side Story?
No.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Nah.
Seems like West Side Story's great.
Yeah, I watched The Post. I'm good for Spielberg for a while.
I'm good. Mr. Yasmin, maybe they put that.
Probably. He keeps up on all that stuff.
Yeah.
Nick, The Weeknd dated Bella Hadid, not Gigi. Thank you. Thank you for that. That makes me hate him more. They're both hot.
Zyger says, Nick, is Joey going to get her 15 seconds of Persona 5?
No. Again, guys, we just simply don't have time for this stuff. I would love to carve out an extra 15 seconds for the co-host of the show to talk about whatever they want to talk about. But what's that, Kevin?
We
simply don't have time.
Wait,
we just don't have time.
But I just have so many updates to give.
We simply can't squeeze it in.
We want to.
The show is jam-packed. I get in early every day to cram all the goodness into the show. And if you put more some of the Persona stuff in it, something has to go. And it's simply not fair to the audience out there who are starved for entertainment news and entertainment.
This is true.
If you want to talk about Persona 5, you have to go on the other show where we're in serious, we're going to talk about video games.
We're going to go on the other show. I finished the Seventh Palace, everybody. I'm almost at the end.
Damn, we're really over. Nick, watch Daddy's Home 2, says Ignacio Rojas. It was good. Trevor the Jones says, Nick, time is the most important time. Very true. Poopy Pants 92 says, you need to have an intro to talk about Persona. That's true. That's the other problem. You have a problem with that. You have to have an intro if you want to talk
about
Persona.
Don't challenge me. Or maybe someone can offer to make me a Persona intro because I don't know how to do that.
Deadhead Jerry 420 says, Nick, FYI, started the restricted diet 2 months ago and I've lost 17 pounds. Thanks for starting the Jackman off.
Congratulations.
That's what I'm talking about.
Awesome.
We're going to keep going. Nick, you went over by 30 minutes. I think we have time. We've never officially said the show has to end at 11:45. And we have literally never ended at 11:45. So I don't know, sir, where you're getting your information, but it is misinformation, okay?
Andrea said that.
She's wrong.
Yep.
We all know that Andrea doesn't pay attention to things. Or maybe it's me that doesn't pay attention to things.
Also probably true.
Either way, we are over. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm gonna wrap it up so that we can get to Kind of Funny Games Daily and Tim can go pay his $900 parking ticket. I love you all, Joey. Always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Great job today. Give
so
me a pound
fun.
for not liking Hamilton.
Sorry.
Everyone have a lovely weekend. If you're working on the Horse Wrestling League logo, by the way, it doesn't have to be Horse Wrestling League. It could be whatever you want it to be.
It
just has to be Horse Wrestling. We will judge those on Monday, pick a winner, and that will be the official logo going forward. Some people are excited about the XFL. I say, fuck the XFL. It's all about Horse Wrestling.
I'd much rather see Horse Wrestling.
I would rather see a man wrestle anything other than another man. Because that's pretty much all football is. I love you all. Guys, we'll be back on Monday. Actually, Joey will be back to read subs in a second because I got to pee. See you guys Monday, 11 a.m. Kevin, cut the feed.